Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I need to order some food. Hold on. All right, my house is on fire, but I'm not worried about that. I need some food. Give me a burger and fries.
Pull up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Man, I'm in a hurry. I got some chores to do.
I'm very hungry, like legitimately, and your burger and fries order didn't help with that.
Sorry, man. So I could offer you some chicken. That's okay. About it.
We'll figure it out.
Dude, this story is wild. My good friend Gary, who joined us for an interview a couple of weeks ago, sent us this story in an email, and it is wild. So yeah. I thought immediately have to share this story with you all. I do want to be very clear that this is a very brand new case. So these are charges and nothing is verified. So you are innocent until proven guilty, but we want to bring the allegations because they are public. You can find them on public records. So we just want to share that with you all.
Yeah, this is in
talking as if I've been sued before.
Gary's area. Yes. Everything here, just assume we say allegedly before every sentence. John, get us rolling.
Yeah, this one is wild. We had a wild one earlier in the week, but this one is crazy as well. This is the case of Kevin Bolero. On August the 2nd of this year, 2025, police in the Franklin Township of New Jersey responded to a pretty horrifying scene. So when they got there, two people were found dead at a home on Upper Kingdom Road. Both had been shot, and investigators quickly realized that this was not random violence. It was a very targeted act, one that was carried out by an off-duty New Jersey State Police lieutenant named Ricardo Santos, who had taken his own life after killing the victims. But that is not the main story here. So why don't you keep going, man?
Yeah, so the victims there were Lauren Simchuk and Tyler Webb. Investigators started to dig into what happened that day, and they got, sent on a disturbing side quest kind of as part of the investigation. It didn't involve the shooter, but one of the officers who was supposed to respond. And his name was Sergeant Kevin Bolero of the Franklin Township Police Department. According to a criminal complaint, on the night before the murders, August 1st, dispatchers got a 911 call around 7:08 p.m. The caller reported hearing gunshots and screaming near 41 Upper Kingtown Road. The call was immediately relayed to Sergeant Bolero, the on-duty supervisor, but GPS and surveillance footage showed that instead of heading to the scene, he went in the opposite direction, about a mile and a half away, to a bank in Clinton Township.
That is crazy. Like, so at first I was thinking, did he get turned around and was going towards, you know, the wrong direction on accident? But no, he was not responding to another emergency. He didn't get lost. He stopped at that bank and made a personal ATM transaction. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
That is insane. So roughly 15 minutes later, there was another 911 call that came in from a nearby address. Again, the same report, gunshots and screaming. So dispatch sent the information to Bolero. This time, GPS data showed him acknowledging the call. But once again, instead of rushing to the scene, he lingered. Within minutes, a third call came in from another nearby home, and there were more reports of screaming and gunshots. Again, this time, Bolero acknowledged dispatch, but investigators say that he did not arrive at 41 Upper Kingtown Road until about 7:40 p.m. So that's roughly 17 minutes after police 911 dispatcher received the first call.
That's insane. And he could have been there in just a couple minutes.
He went to do his own, like, chore. He needed to go through an ATM. That is insane to me.
So when he didn't show up, things really didn't add up. The logs showed that he claimed he was investigating but couldn't locate the course of the shots. GPS data, though, showed that he spent about 12 minutes near home before he started driving that direction. Rather than stopping to check in the area, GPS data showed his vehicle passing through and then heading toward Duke's Pizzeria and Restaurant over in Pittstown.
That's right. So GPS showed Bolero parked at Duke's around 7:50 p.m. and stayed there for nearly an hour. And witnesses later said that he was seen walking to the nearby Pittstown Inn, where he would hang out inside for about another hour, 57 minutes to be exact. And what was he doing? Well, he was chatting with people there at the hotel, talking to patrons, talking to the staff. And this was all while he was still on duty and supposedly investigating active gunfire calls.
Yeah. And it gets worse. Later that night, they discovered that he was from around 11:30 p.m. to 4:30 in the morning. His GPS showed his patrol car parked at the Locust Grove Cemetery. No law enforcement activity had ever been recorded or reported there. So essentially, he slept through most of his overnight shift parked at a graveyard. But when he filed his report, he wrote that he had checked the entire area for gunfire, canvassed all of Upper Kingstown Road, and cleared the scene after 20 minutes of investigation. He even claimed that he'd tried to contact one of the callers of 911, a statement that GPS data and witness accounts directly contradict.
So basically, instead of doing his job, investigators say that the sergeant falsified his report, ignored multiple emergency calls, and used his duty time for personal errands, including the bank trip, the dinner stop, and then hours of inactivity at a cemetery where it's pretty safe to assume he was asleep.
On October 23rd, so just last week, the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office charged him with second-degree official misconduct and disorderly persons offenses for tampering with public records. Prosecutors allege that Bolero knowingly falsified his official reports and failed to perform his duties. If convicted, those charges could carry serious penalties, up to 10 years in prison and fines of up to $150,000, which, I mean, John, this is bad. Like, I don't know, the doing bad things is obviously horrible, but apathy and not doing your job when you're trusted to protect people is really bad too. I'm not going to say it's worse, but it's horrible.
Yeah, of course, he has representation by an attorney, and this is still really, really early on in the case. Again, I've said it before, and I'm not joking. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty, so this is still very early on in the case. We'll let you know what, if anything, continues, but I want to go back up to the very beginning of the story. So these two people are dead. They have already arrested someone for those murders, and it was an off-duty police officer. Could this story get worse? Could this be almost like a collusion kind of thing where did this officer know that was happening and did not go up there?
Yeah.
Because he was told not to. I mean, it's bad right now, but it could get worse.
It could. I think those puzzle pieces fit really well together. Again, everything's allegedly. We don't know what happened. You weren't there. I wasn't there. Allegedly, these things happened.
That's the important part.
That's the problem. But yeah, I think that, I mean, things certainly, that is in the area of possibility for the next big news drop. So if we find that out, we'll let you guys know. But this is a fascinating story. Hopefully Gary's up there handling business and getting everybody back on track.
Yeah, Gary, thank you for sharing this one, and we appreciate all of you all.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.